Hi, I'm Pastor Wayne A. Lewis from the Word Incorporated Church, where eyes are forever open and hearts are forever changed. Thank you once again for choosing to spend some time with me as we selah a little bit on God's Word. I have something to share with you. It's more of a story that I was thinking about, and it really moved my heart, and I think it ties in well with where I want to go today. If you can turn with me, please, to Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12. And let me set the background a little bit. One of the very first times I heard this scripture, and I don't mean with my ears, I mean with my heart, my soul, and my spirit. It was about 5 years ago. I was out in Nova Scotia, and I was inside a little church that maybe could hold maybe about 100 people. And there was less than 24 of us there. And a preacher, she was sharing this scripture to me, to us, and she read it. And something unusual happened when she read it. And this is what she read. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairers of the breach, the restorers of the streets to dwell in. And almost immediately, my heart just started to beat and to race. I was like, what is that? What's happening? So I took some time to selah, to meditate on the word, and God began to speak to me. And he reminded me of how I got saved and the hunger I had for him and the thirst that I had for him. And he reminded me of some of the commitments I made with him, that God, I'm not going to get caught up in the things and tings of life. I'm just going to be focused on your word. I'm going to proclaim your word. I'm going to preach your word. I'm going to be a disciple maker. I made up my mind a long time ago that I'm not going to be someone else's disciple. I'm not going to be someone's armor bearer. I'm not going to be someone's junior apostle or little prophet or whatever. I'm just going to be a child of God. Jesus is my Lord and personal Savior. And this scripture began to minister to me because it reminded me that there is a great need for us to go out and to win souls. God has called the church to be both salt and light. And you don't have to go 5 minutes away from your own house to see that the world is dying. It's the Titanic and it's going down. So I'm here today to poke the bear just a little bit. To ask you, to ask yourself, am I a disciple? And whose disciple am I? And I'm only going to focus on now those of us who are disciples of Christ. Because one of the key characteristics of any true disciple of Christ is this, that a true disciple of Christ loves Jesus supremely. Nothing or no one comes before him. When he speaks, it's amen. It's thank you, Jesus. We do what Jesus says to do. We follow his path. His footprint becomes our pathway. Every one of us that loves God, we live to serve him. And we hate when we disappoint him. We stay focused on his word. So when Jesus gave the command in Mark 16 to go into all the world to proclaim his gospel, baptizing, that's what we do as true disciples. And for those among you who are doing it, man, God bless you. But it's not easy. Some of these people in the world, they don't care what we have to say. But as I'm looking in the Word, God never says it was going to be easy. He just tells us to go. The second thing is that a true disciple will take up his or her cross. Well, what does that mean? Honestly, I can preach for hours on this one. But see, taking up the cross doesn't necessarily mean that your life is in a bad situation. It is not that you are in some sort of dis-ease or even some other burden. taking up the cross means it's a pathway for us to gain and to go through some godly suffering, knowing that there are going to be some things that other people do that we cannot do. There's going to be some places where other people go where we cannot go. But our focus should always be on being both salt and light and proclaiming the truth of God's word. We have to lift up the name of Jesus. That is my passion. I'm telling you, it's souls. Yesterday, when I was at church, I saw so many people who were so close, but yet so far. I think about them and I pray for them and I want God to touch them. You know, I even prayed this prayer, and some of you can relate. God, I don't even care if they don't come to my church. Allow them to go to some Bible-believing church where they can call upon your name. That's my hunger. That's my desire. I pray that it is yours. So you can imagine, as I was in Nova Scotia and listening to this message being proclaimed, I was like, God, well, what does it mean to be the restorer of the breach? And then he shared it with me. In life, we will come across people that have gaps in it. Young men who grew up without their fathers. Young women that have low self-esteem. People that have wealth and riches and fame but are Christless. And the life is in a crisis. We, those who know Jesus, those who are filled with His Spirit, those that are comfortable being intimate with God, are supposed to go and become His hand and feet, praying for them, interceding for them, communicating to them the love of God. It's a life work. It never ends. It's what we do from this day until that day. It's something that God has required of us. Remember this, a true disciple follows Jesus. A true disciple doesn't follow a denomination. A true disciple does not follow a man. A true disciple follows Jesus Christ. This means that we are engaged in the work that He did. When we follow Him, we obey Him, we listen to His Spirit, we speak as He did, we live as He did, but more importantly, we love as Jesus loved. When we follow Jesus, we are demonstrating the Father's love to a lost and dying world. It is impossible for people to love God and be followers of Jesus and say that they are in strife or in hatred with man. God wants us to love them. And I wish I could tell you that it's easy, but it's not. But God has called us to do this regardless. Hey, listen, a true disciple will always count the cost. And I love this part because it requires us to be sober. It requires us to authentically pray and say, God, are you actually calling me to do this? Is this what you want me to do? But here's the kicker. Once you get that confirmation, once that sweet Spirit speaks to you and confirms that this is the will of God for you, you become Teflon. You become impermeable. You become a rock because your foundation is that of Christ. Hey, listen to this. Life will weigh you down. Its circumstances will come against you. We will always have challenges. But remember this, flexible people never get bent out of shape. If you are a true disciple of Christ, count the cost. Understand that it's going to take something from you to really be salt and light, to communicate God's love to a dying world, but it is worth it. It is worth it. 6 months before I got saved, those that were praying for me got frustrated. They went to my pastor, Pastor Alan Bowen, and they said to him, this boy is not listening. He's hard as a rock. He said to them, give him 6 months. The Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, just give him some more time. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. Years later, we're able to joke about it and laugh at it, but I always thought about it. What if he wasn't sensitive to the Spirit? What if they weren't willing to pay that price and open their home and open their love and keep on being persistent with me? Where would I be? Lord only knows. The fifth and final thing that I want to share with you about a true disciple. Remember this, a true disciple will always fulfill the purpose that God has on your life. God has a plan and God has a purpose for you. Your birth is identification that God has a plan for you. You are somebody. God has called you to do, the Bible says this, and I love this, it says this in Daniel, and those who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. There is something that God has uniquely for you to do. Trust him. Walk with him. Understand that Jesus speaks of being salt. And what happens when the salt goes bad? It's good for nothing. It's being thrown out on the ground and men trample it. But that's not the kind of salt that God has called you and I for. God has called us to be preservatives. God has called us to be that seasoning that makes that food taste a little better, that situation just a little bit better because of our faith and the hope that's inside of us and the joy that's inside of us. My goodness, I feel like I'm on a bus. Listen, God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. I want to encourage you to meditate it, to meditate on his word. Because it happened to me. It was just one of those things. Isaiah 58:12 again. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairers of the breach, the restorers of the streets to dwell in. In fact, that's one of my missions right now, is to reach out to as many young men and young women and young families as I possibly can with the love of God, showing them that God loves them, showing them that God has a plan and a purpose for them, and just being with them, letting them know that it's okay. When life happens, it's okay. God is able to do all things but fail. It's wonderful. But imagine if I didn't say law on that word. Now, it would have been another preacher, preaching from a part of the Bible that maybe it's relevant and maybe it's not. But let me tell you, all of God's word is relevant. Let me sign off by sharing this with you and leaving you with this last thought. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. God bless you and have a great day. Bye for now.